Hello and welcome to How to Get Things Done, the pep talk you thought you didn't need. Today we will focus on two main problems while studying or working on projects for university: procrastination and losing your focus while working. Both are well known by everyone and easily avoidable if looked into a bit. Let's start with the procrastination part. Vanessa, what tips do you have to offer to the average procrastinator?
Well, there are three tricks that can prevent you from procrastinating. The first one is to get into the right mindset for working or studying. Make a list of all the tasks necessary and sort them according to their importance. That means you divide your project into smaller pieces and give each sub-project its own deadline. This way you get a better overview and it helps to stay inside the formal deadlines. After you have set your own goals, there are two options how to achieve them. Both can work, and it is up to your personal preference whether you like to work alone or in a group. The main point here is to set a fixed time for your projects. This can be easier in a group because you have to prepare texts for others and even take some responsibility for their results. But nonetheless, it can also work if you simply set your working hours only for yourself. The important thing is that you follow your preset goals and times. If you do this simple structuring, procrastination will no longer be a problem for you, except you procrastinate before you even plan out your project.
Oh yes, I find myself struggling with the start of the plan a lot. I just barely meet the overall deadline. Maybe this could help for my next project. Trying it won't hurt, I guess. Now that we know how to get to work, we could need some advice on how to stay focused as well. Karina looked into this and can also share a lot of helpful advice.
Of course, nowadays it's really easy to get distracted because your phone or computer is always in your reach. That is why, first of all, it is important to get rid of those kind of that stuff. Find a quiet room at home or university that you can have for yourself and where you cannot meet your friends. Next, you should have a bottle of water and some healthy snacks like nuts or fruit at the ready. Staying hydrated is important for your brain, and the snacks can help to close the gap until your lunch break. Leave out fast food. It will make you a sleepy head. Breaks are extremely important to keep your head in the right mindset. Take one every hour and do something completely different for 5 to 10 minutes. Go for a walk, listen to a song, or even check your phone. But remember to limit the break. Afterwards, turn your phone off again and go on with your work. In the best case, you even hide your phone during your studying hours. If you followed these tips, you can reward yourself at the end of the day by taking a bath, having an extensive dinner, or watching a movie. Whatever feels like an appropriate reward for yourself.
That really sounds like a great way to finish the day. So, we heard a lot of good advice, and hopefully you now know a little bit more about how to get things done. Goodbye, and good luck with your future studies and projects.